In this bulletin, an Australian man found guilty of murder released from an immigration centre in Bulgaria. Thousands of people displaced because of the conflict in northern Syria. And in football, Europe's governing body for the sport has reportedly charged the Bulgarian Football Union over a racial incident. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. An Australian man convicted of murder has left an immigration detention centre, telling media he has no plans to leave Bulgaria illegally. 32-year-old Jock Palfreyman served 11 years of his court sentence and was granted parole, but the chief prosecutor has asked for a review of his case. Palfreyman says he'd prefer to live in Bulgaria, but won't attempt to leave until he has the right to do so.
Many people probably think that I have had protection from Australia for the last 12 years, but the truth is that the people who have helped me were Bulgarians, and I trust them.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's concerned Palfreyman is being denied the right to return to Australia. United Nations agencies are urging Turkey to investigate who's behind several executions as conflict involving Kurdish fighters escalates. More than 150,000 people are thought to be displaced in northeastern Syria as Turkey leads a military operation against the Kurds. Footage reportedly shows an armed group filming themselves capturing and executing three Kurdish captives on Saturday. The United Nations Human Rights Office says Turkey could be deemed responsible for violations, even if affiliated groups were behind the killings. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Aid Coordinator Jens Lager says aid is being redirected because active fighting in some areas makes it difficult to access.
The security situation in northeastern Syria remains highly volatile, with continued reports of airstrikes and ground attacks as the military operation continues. On both sides of the border, civilian injuries and deaths are being reported.
US Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Turkey to meet with the president to try to negotiate a ceasefire in Syria. The Kurdish administration has reached an agreement with the Russian-backed Syrian government, whose forces are attempting to shield them from Turkey. Kurdish woman Haveen Muhammad is one of the displaced people from Syria who's arrived in Iraq.
We are coming here, but our families and relatives have not come yet, and their conditions are very bad. Some of them are sick and some others are elderly people. We call upon Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to open the border crossing so that patients can come.
Australia's predicted economic growth has been cut this year down to 1.7% from a previously anticipated 2%. The World Economic Outlook, released today from the International Monetary Fund, shows a slight drop in global growth predictions. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says despite the forecasts, Australia's economy is likely to grow faster than other G7 nations except the US.
But we do know that the Australian economy is facing some significant headwinds. The global headwinds are real, and you've seen that in the IMF report today and their description of a synchronised slowdown.
Anglicare says Australia's job system is broken because more than 1 million people don't have well-paid full-time work. The organisation's jobs availability snapshot reveals vulnerable people, including those with disabilities or anyone from a different cultural background, faces extra barriers to finding employment. Executive Director Casey Chambers says those who are on welfare payments such as Newstart don't receive adequate benefits, and private agencies often determine when financial support is suspended.
We've even heard ridiculous stories where people were breached for not fulfilling a job-seeking requirement when they were actually attending an interview for a job. So these are the kind of things that people are getting breached for.
In football, Europe's governing body for the sport has reportedly charged the Bulgarian Football Union over racial abuse at the championship qualifier on Monday. Fans' racial slurs included monkey chants were directed at English players, prompting Bulgaria's Prime Minister to ask the country's soccer chief to quit. Bulgaria's leader wrote on social media that he condemned the conduct at the stadium, stating it was unacceptable. The president of the Football Union followed the Prime Minister's request to resign. Rosine Wood from the anti-racism group Kick It Out says stronger action needs to be taken.
I think it has to be more drastic now, to be honest. I think Bulgaria's been fined before, as other countries have. They played last night in a partly closed stadium that didn't seem to have any impact on it. So I think UEFA now has to take strong leadership and actually say enough is enough and actually now start looking at stronger sanctions.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 22. Adelaide, rain easing and 18. Rain for Melbourne, 18 degrees. Hobart, showers increasing and 16. Canberra, a shower or two, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two developing and 23 degrees. Sydney, partly cloudy and 25. Newcastle, much the same, 29. Brisbane, cloud clearing, 29 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.